going back to after I started really gaining a sense of pride about my culture, I remember I used to, one thing I used to do on my spare time was watch the self-defense class over here. And there was this...
How old were you then?
I think I was probably about 19, 20, something like that. And there was this one guy there who found it funny to make fun of me being Filipino and doing Filipino martial arts. He said, what's Filipino martial arts? And I said, before I could answer, he said, is that like, you know, cheap shots, like spitting in someone's face and then hitting them, sucker punch? Is that like pulling out an Uzi and stuff like that? And at that time, I didn't know how to respond. Not so much as that because I didn't know anything about history, but because it was at a time also when I was letting my emotions get the best of me, and all I wanted to do was, you know, I wanted to give him my answer by, you know, planting my foot in his ass. You know, but I didn't at that time. And what happened was I was constantly visiting the class, and then he would say to me, so that Filipino martial arts, you know, got anything on you? And then I said, hey, you know, I mean, it's an effective style, you know. And he said, hey, you want to go at it for a little bit? And this is out on the mat. The class was done. There was no one else hanging around. So him and I went at it for a little bit. And
was he studying that?
He was studying self-defense at the time. It was a self-defense class.
Okay, not extreme law.
Not extreme law. No. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And by all means, this had nothing to do with the art. It was on my... It was in me where... the reason, you know, it came out as a draw, I'll say that, but as for, you know, going at it with him, even though it was like a friendly sparring match, you know, we hit pretty hard, and for me at the time, I was still used to sparring the way we used to back in karate, which is where, like, you know, like tap and hey, you were good. I didn't know this guy was going to be trying to nail me right in the stomach really hard.
Oh, wow.
Luckily, I was strong enough to survive it, because I had maybe been about a year into my training of doing Eskrima. I was doing Eskrima and got boy action, but, you know, I was able to handle the strain of work of doing that. And, you know, he still wouldn't shut his mouth up. And then, I remember this one incident, but this was maybe not a little of my shoulder and saw me in a sling. And, he said to me, he said, oh, so I guess you wouldn't be able to handle, you know, a weapon because you're left-handed. He said, Filipino martial arts deals with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so he was feeling at it. He goes, oh, man, you'd get messed up. I said, hey, let me tell you this, man. I go, because of the training I had, just to be fair, I'd probably dislocate my other shoulder, and then I could fight you and make it a fair fight. You know, like I go, you want to see, I go, you want to, I told him, you want to test me out while I was still just learning the art, you know? Now you want to test me out while I can teach it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nothing was said after that, but he stopped making fun of the fact that I do Filipino martial arts back then. He decided to make fun of my job instead.